This show is brought to you by Ballantine's. Ballantine's. Stay true.
The top-rated African festival is happening again after a long break. The Bushfire Festival is coming and we will take you there. It's the Road to Bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer, keeping you up to date with all things Bushfire.
Yes, it is the Road to Bushfire show with me, DJ Masketeer, and DJ Alu is also in studio. Alu, what's up?
I'm good, thanks to you, sir. How was your Easter weekend?
Work.
You don't have one.
Work. Same here. Same here, work, right? How was the club scene?
I was away because I had to plan a wedding.
Oh, you know, yeah, the whole wedding thing. How was that?
You know, it was not as terrible as I thought. I usually shy away from weddings because it gives me a different form of anxiety. Everyone wants to hear this. Everyone wants to hear that. Do you have enough music? Can you cater for everyone? Mm-hmm. But this was one of the funner celebrations of love I've ever experienced.
Serious?
Yeah. Shout out to Jeremy and Tora for a beautiful wedding.
Wow.
And it was fun. People on the dance floor the whole time.
With things that you could play your own playlist.
Yeah, I was playing Doja Cat. Never played so much Doja Cat in my life.
Do you enjoy playing Doja Cat?
You know what? I don't hate it. Especially after this weekend, I do not hate it. I'm actually a fan now.
Serious?
Yeah.
Hey, hey there, I need to know.
Yeah, like, I'm actually a fan now. I'm going to dive deeper.
Serious? You're going to dive deeper into Doja Cat?
100%. I've been sleeping, as the youth say, I've been sleeping on Doja Cat.
No, Doja Cat is a dope pop artist. It's just when she gets into the whole mentioning of, like, I'm a rapper, that's where you miss me. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I'm not that deep into it yet. Like I said, I'm a new fan, so please, don't ruin it for me.
No. She's good. She's a good pop singer. You should get into it. No, Alu, another question is, like, is the Bushfire Festival getting closer to your heart? Are you getting more nervous? Wagwan?
Yeah, it's starting to feel more real.
Serious?
That's the cool thing.
Yeah, same here, right? It's, like, kind of becoming that time where, you know, starting to prepare starting to get together some of the songs.
Start to work on new music, seeing what you can try and everything like that.
Exactly, exactly.
Seeing how things fit together, all of that. Yeah, no, I've also already started. So things are getting real. Sleepless nights. Now we got to switch it up. Today we have Ebenezer in the house. He's going to be with us in just a little bit. He is like an opera singer. Young opera singer, young vocal talent. You know what? He's going to explain himself because it's kind of difficult to explain what it is. But to kind of kick it off today, I do want to highlight one of the songs that are kind of near and dear to me as well. You know, last week I had John Peace Kelly, that's my song right now. But a song of the past that I also have to kind of highlight is of an album that also came out quite recently. That is Rhapsody's Eve album, which to me is still one of the most important feminist or black feminist albums that are out there. So I definitely celebrate that. And that kind of creates the theme for today. Here's a song of hers on the album called Maya.
DJ Musketeer and I are extremely excited to be part of this year's Bushfire Festival lineup. We, however, want to share this experience with someone special.
That's what's up. That means you.
Well, if you're a DJ...
You heard right. We aren't looking for someone to tag along. We want you to share the stage with us.
No pressure. So what you have to do is send in a 50-minute mix to musketeer@freshfm.com.na.
There are no limits to genres or creativity. Stay true to who you are and you might be the one.
Include your name, your social tags, as well as a short bio of yourself, and you could be on a plane to Eswatini with us.
For more info, also check our socials. For me, that's DJ_Musketeer on Insta.
And for me, that's DJ Alu Music on Insta. Musketeer, we can't forget one thing though.
Thank you, Valentine's.
It's the Road to Bushfire, the road to two stages, five zones, and one experience. Proudly sponsored by Ballantine.
There is no right way to party.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So my voice could, the beat could come down a tiny, tiny bit, and my voice could come up a lot. Yeah. Can't be no better than the cake. My bad, I don't wanna wait, no. We got the juice, we got the proof. Mama always told me don't waste your time. I can't be no better than the cake. My bad, I don't wanna wait, no. Knock on wood, it's gonna be a long life. Same
moving forward and elevating the floor. And the old you had big drive, the new you drive like DeLorean. Until you do more than Lauren,
yeah.
The future's important. They tell me do what you can, man. I'ma do it like Jordan.
That's right.
Gotta check myself, mama. Told me just like old Morgan, free man.
Free man.
The caged bird sings a song for freedom.
Freedom.
Going borderline crazy thinking about the children. Michael Jackson told us all get off the wall back then. Ain't no strings like Tito, no puppet Danny DeVito. It's your idle time, get you nowhere unless you Barino. I ain't a new slave, my new way, the new Negro. Ain't on the web, but it's W.E.B. Keyholes unlocked. No thinking talk.
That's right.
You miseducated like Lauren with the Loxton. If you confuse my boxing with me being boxing,
never.
It's my native language, ain't gotta say it in moccasins. Whatever I be rocking in,
I speak the truth,
speak
yeah.
The truth. Like 222 times 2, yeah, that's 444,
yeah.
Better than before. Be three times the lady like we sang in Commodores, knowing I can't
be no better than the K.
Ooh-hoo.
My bad, I don't want no way, no. We got the juice, we got the proof. Mama always told me don't waste the time. I can't be no better than the K.
Ooh-hoo.
My bad, I don't want no way, no. Knock on wood, it's gonna be a long life. Stay moving forward, don't waste the time.
Can't be no bird in the cage.
I can't be that.
Can't let emotions hold me prison to rage.
I can't do
every
that.
Every time they pop up, I don't even engage.
I can't say
knowing
that.
Knowing if I act, if I ain't acting my age.
I don't play
today's
that.
Some days are more fears, other times I'm just like Trey. Which means some days I need saving, other days I wear the cape.
Yeah.
They tell me in due time when even babies come late.
Talk about it.
So I'ma go for mine, cause I ain't got none to wait.
That's right.
Born ready like I came out in some cleats, double lace. To run the world with. They tell me it's gonna be a long way.
It's a long way.
Knock on wood that we make it through
today. Day.
I ain't the one to cross, I left that bird until the cray.
Yeah.
I got a plot for every block until I'm king, like Luke Cage, a super bird. That's my word, the only time to relate.
Cage bird.
So many, many, many moves to make.
Yeah.
And I approach them like Michael on a Motown stage. I walk the moon before I walk the graves all day.
Come on.
Delay nothing, sister, you ain't got no time to waste. Think.
I can't.
You can't what?
Control.
I can't be no better than the
cake.
My bad, I don't want no way, no. We got the juice, we got the proof. Mama always told me don't waste your time. I can't be no better than the cake. My bad, I don't want no way, no. Knock on wood, it's gonna be a long life. Stay moving forward, don't waste your time.
I can be no bird in a cage. I love that saying by Rhapsody. Turning that whole thing into a song and paying homage to Maya Angelou. Now, we are here and Alu and I are joined in studio with Ebenezer. Ebenezer, how are you doing?
Welcome,
I'm
brother.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're fine. Thanks.
Yeah, you can already hear that, you know, that bass and that
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, so much bass. Wow, so much wow. Okay, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, slow showing off, but okay.
Calm down. Okay. So, I have to say something, Ebenezer, right?
Mm. Mm.
I actually saw you perform.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember that opening at Nomad Spa?
I can't recall.
That was like pre-pandemic. Like they were opening a spa and you were kind of still with Lisa.
Yeah, I remember
exactly.
That.
And that was one of your first performances, apparently.
I believe so, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. I was there. I was among the crowd. So already from that time, I was like, wow. So it's awesome to see, like, a whole development has happened, hasn't it?
It really has.
Okay,
yeah.
So for those who don't know, just explain what you do.
Okay, so I am a songwriter. I'm also a singer for hire. I do different types of genres, really, but I mainly love doing classical songs, some opera songs, and some pop, as well as some country. I like, you know, dabbling in all these kinds of genres because I believe, like, we don't really have, like, music isn't really that modernized here in Namibia, so I like, you know, tapping in the genres that are more Western, you know, bringing that kind of feel to music here. So that's basically what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there an album out or something?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not
are
yet.
We working on an album?
Well, yeah, we've got a few songs, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Let's walk before we can fly.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, how are the singles coming along, or have you got any projects in general?
We have a few singles. I'm part of a band.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, it's called Revolution by the People. We have a few singles down. They haven't been recorded yet, but we're still in the writing process, though.
Wait, this the band is called Power of the People.
No, Revolution.
Revolution of the People.
RBP for short.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like an African party there. It's like Revolution for the People, like, and then we're making only westernized pop music.
Cool. There's something there. I like it.
Yeah, no, it sounds dope. Okay. So you are kind of more the classical big voice.
Yes.
Okay, so who inspires you in music?
I would have to say Andrea Bocelli. He's a classical operatic singer.
I thought so.
Him and Celine Dion. Basically the greats.
The great voices.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name? Tom Jones?
Tom Jones. Is that? Huh?
Sex bomb. Yes? No?
Not that much of an influence for me, but...
Get appreciated.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so those are the greats. Now, who in pop is kind of inspiring you?
Shawn Mendes. Definitely Givian. Mm-hmm. Definitely a fave.
You have Givian vibes.
Yeah. Do I?
Yeah.
I was about to say it. I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
No, but definitely Givian. Mm-hmm. Absolute favorite.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. So now just a question, like, how do you approach music creatively? Because, I mean, that's always the interesting part in getting into an artist's brain. Like, so when you write a song, where do you start?
I start at, like, what I want, like, the message that I want the song to give. Mm-hmm. And then I tap into the type of emotion that I want to be portrayed through that. Because I feel like if you have the right... Like, you can have the right words, right? But then you don't have the right emotion, and then it's just a complete debacle. So I feel like you need to feel as you write, and as you do that, people will then start to understand, like, the message. So I start usually from the feeling that I have, and then I go from there.
Oh, yeah. So first message, mm-hmm. then feeling, mm-hmm. and then you approach the music.
Yeah, if they correlate for me, then I think it'll go from there, because you can't really just start writing and you don't know what you want people to hear from you.
Yeah,
you know, because people do interpret music differently. So I think if you have, like, a vision of where your song or what you want people to hear, then I think they will be able to hear that from your song.
Okay, and then what's the next step?
After that, you write.
Okay, and you write down, but do you write to, like, an instrumental, or do you just, like...
To a beat, sometimes to a beat, yeah. Or sometimes to a hum that you have. For me, it's usually to, like, a hum that I usually go along with, and then I look for beats that are, you know, correlating to that, and then I go from there. If there's a beat that correlates, then I go from there. If not, then we just, you know, play around, throw some, you know, guitar loops together and see what works.
Okay. Yeah. Do you also play an instrument?
Yes, I do play the guitar.
The guitar. Oh, so then you just, like, okay, guitar playing, and then you lay that down?
Yeah.
Wait, do you record at home?
No, not at home. I don't
Okay, so you go to studio.
Yes.
Okay, so that's step one. Go to studio. Then, okay, cool. And then you kind of get a guitar loop, and then you kind of start from there.
Yeah.
Okay, and then who builds the rest of it?
The boys, the band.
Oh, the band.
We work together on the song.
As a band.
How long have you and the band been together? And how did that come about, if I'm honest?
We're high school buddies. Awesome. We started in high school. We've been doing it for a while. We're not professionals or anything, but... You know, we perform here and there at Avani sometimes. Yeah. We do a few of our originals, but they're not recorded yet. But the boys, we usually incorporate, like, we have a guitarist. I do play the guitar, but I'm mostly the vocalist. So the guitarist guy plays some loops. We have a pianist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just work like that.
Oh, okay. You know. Okay, no, I understand. I was like, I can play the guitar, but, you know, it's my vocals where I shine, so you do that. Ebenezer, check this out. Usually we let you pick a song. Okay. So which song speaks to you?
Currently, I would say It's Easy on Me by Adele.
Why? Explain
for
that.
For me, it, from the song, a lot of people say it's a very sad song.
Yeah.
I feel like it has so much... There's so much depth through it.
Mm-hmm.
It really showcases how you need to be mentally prepared to enter, let's say, like a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you sometimes tend to lose your individuality in relationships. And I think that once that happens, you start going with the flow, and it really, it's not creative or anything anymore. Yeah. So for me, from the song, I really get, like, how she must have felt and how lost she must have been, and she needed to find herself again by, you know, getting out of that constraining type of relationship. So that's kind of what I get through the song, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't...
Yeah, considering she came through a very messy divorce at the time. Yeah.
I'm
actually going to listen to it differently now. You kind of opened my ears.
Yeah, I'm not...
just my perspective, because I didn't think of that at all.
That's
but now that you were saying that, I was thinking of everything retrospectively. It makes a lot of sense.
No, you know what? Actually, like, that aspect that you just just gave definitely that gives me something new to think about the song. I'm still not gonna listen to it.
I'm an adult fan, so I'm gonna listen to it either way. 19 is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Same. Oh my gosh, yes.
Old Adele. Yeah, old Adele. Cool. Yeah, new Adele.
Old Adele, Adele was great, very, though. That's the
she
thing.
Was great. She was great.
Yeah. No, no, no. Come on, come on. Chasing Pavements? What?
Dude, First Love was even amazing, dude. Like, that toy box that goes in the background is like some of the most genius music I've ever heard.
It's genius.
Old Adele was amazing. Anyway, we're going with new Adele. Easy on Me. Yeah. Here it comes.
Go dance. Dance how they dance. Dance how you dance. Fast, slow, like no one's watching. Or don't dance. There's no wrong way. Valentine's, stay true. You and two friends stand a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime true music experience to one of Africa's hottest music festivals, MTN Bushfire in Eswatini. Buy a bottle of Valentine's and visit valentines.com/bushfire to enter. T's and C's apply, not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
A road traveled is more fun with friends, and this stands true
with the Road to Bushfire show.
We are traveling to Eswatini with you. To join us,
go to valentinesbushfire.com.
Bushfire is proudly sponsored by Valentine's. Stay true and excellence will always be by your side.
Adele, Easy on Me, and Yes, we're back here on the road to Bushfire Show. That was Ebenezer's song. We're kind of just discussing off air, like, what it is about that song. And Ebenezer gave quite the insight into the song. As I said, you know, he did what he did. Now, we get into the second part where we get to ask Ebenezer some poignant and deep questions about his artistry. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. It's not that deep, right?
Okay.
But we're going to jump right into the deep end. So, describe your worst performance mm-hmm. and what you learned from it.
I think it would have to be a performance I did back in high school. Mm-hmm. We were having, what was it? I think it was one of those song nights, or was it like, really can't remember, but I remember this performance very well mm-hmm. because... I really hadn't prepared for that, right? I was drained from school, and it was, you know, a school night anyways. And, you know, me being me, I'm always like, no, I'm definitely going to be there, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there. I'll perform, not a problem. And I did, what song did I do? Mm-hmm. I think I did a Whitney Houston song, I think. I can't remember. But I remember it was a very difficult song.
You went to Whitney Houston unprepared.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, I was great. I did know the song. So yeah. I was pretty comfortable with it, right?
Yeah.
But they loved it. It was a good performance, you know, overall. But for me, it was probably my worst because,
Okay, so what did you learn from that experience?
I definitely always prepare before performance. Uh-huh. The type you need to convey, like, the right emotion in a song, because I was very tired, and some people came to me afterwards, they were like, you know, no, we really didn't, you know, get the emotions from that song, and it's a pretty big song.
Oh,
so that I
wait, who was that? Who was that mean?
It was a Tani man. It was somebody's aunt.
Sorry, Tani, you hit them notes and say, let's see your emotions on the song. Can you just calm down?
Like a hater to me.
Like, seriously,
man. Honestly, I've had a few of those, but I did take it to heart, though.
Yeah, no.
I understood what she meant by that. So yeah, I definitely did. Like from there on, my performances, I've always like tried to convey the right type of emotion, you know, according to the song that I'm doing, and also just making sure I'm like fully prepared and I show professionalism throughout, you know. So I think that's one of the key things that I learned from that performance.
Awesome. Yeah. So another question is, what is the best piece of advice that another musician ever gave you?
Never try to be like anyone else, uh-huh. you know, never try to, you know, when, especially for a lot of artists, you listen to a lot of people, you see how they do their stuff, and then you try to do your stuff accordingly. But I was told to, you know, always try being creative, try creating your own sound, creating your own name, creating your own voice, you know, like don't really lean on to, don't try to sound exactly like somebody else, you know,
exactly.
Try to put your own type of, I want to say self into whatever you're doing. So I think that was the most important piece of advice I was given.
Keep it real. It's the usual one, right?
Yeah, keep it
real. So, yeah, have you ever participated in any music competitions?
Yes.
Okay, which one was that?
I have quite a few. I'm currently in one, actually.
Cool.
It's called Voice Perfect Namibia.
Oh! Yes, we have one of the Voice Perfect... Is this like an unfair advantage now?
No! What are you
talking? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, I
just happen to be doing something already.
That was like being on the show. Like, because now people are going to hear it's like, oh, wow, I heard this guy. And then, you know, more votes. We have a winner.
You can't knock a man's hustle. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I have no words.
Yeah. So when I come back and say, I made him, nobody says nothing.
Oh, yeah. You have to take it one step further.
No, really.
One step further.
Okay. So fingers crossed for that one. And the rest of them, did you also win those competitions? Or?
Yes. Back in 2020, I participated in the NATMEI Championships, the Namibian Championship of Performing Arts. I won the vocalist category there, the gold medal, and then also the duet category, a gold medal there. And
Double.
Nice. I got a ticket to go to LA to do the World Championships there, but unfortunately COVID happened.
All
that went down the drain. We were like a whole team. I don't know if they still managed to go, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But we were supposed to go with the Namibian team for performing arts. COVID happened and I was no longer allowed to go.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So COVID ruined that too.
Yep.
Okay. Last question, right? Do you still have performance anxiety?
Definitely.
Okay. So how do you deal with that?
I've I honestly never know how to answer such a question before. I was like, don't you get stage fright or something like that? But I feel like the more you do it, the more you get accustomed to it, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like the nerves are always there to humble you, in my opinion. The nerves always humble you, because before you get a really large head, I feel like, for me, what I do really is I just calm my nerves, trust that I know what I'm doing, and, you know, just remember to have fun. But the nerves are still there, definitely. I don't think they ever go away.
I actually like that one. The nerves are there to humble you.
To humble you.
Yeah, no, that's a dope one.
I like that one.
That's a dope one.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
Wow. In my opinion, I don't trust people who just perform without anxiety or like being scared of a little thing, because, you know, there's so many things you can't control. Yeah. Yes, things that usually go wrong. So,
See, thank you, Ebenezer, for being in studio and actually having a chat with us. I mean, that was quite deep, and actually getting your perspective on things, like, that's quite interesting.
Thank you.
At this point, we always do highlight one of the new upcoming artists as well, right? Mm. So at this stage, I would like to introduce you again to Royal Ndapi with a new song, Me. Again, more focused on the voice. Let that instrumental just ride for, you know, other reasons. But that voice and that song arrangement, that is a talent. Fao Shao. Enjoy.
The road to bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer. Join them in celebrating true creativity.
Proudly brought to you by Ballantine's.
Break me down. They try.
And we're back here on the Road to Bushfire show with me, Musketeer, and DJ Alu is also in studio. That was Royal Ndapwe with the song Me. It's a new track. It just came out. And as I said, I think the creative part of it was quite something to listen to. But it just falls apart in the mix, so that is unfortunately. And speaking of mix, now it's my turn to show my mix. So Alu, you had the mix last week, right?
Yeah, so I'm super excited to hear this one.
So now this is mine?
Yeah.
Right? Now this mix is quite special to me because it was like a mix that is 45 minutes long of just female underground MCs. So nothing mainstream, is just underground hip-hop and just female MCs.
That is quite a challenge, man, because how long did you like...
Search.
Your search and your research and stuff. Like,
oh, not long.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, hip hop is something that comes natural to you and stuff.
Yeah,
like
so
that. Especially with the underground MCs, that is not easy.
Right, so already had a list that I knew that I wanted to put on. So there was a couple of names that I knew, okay, these ones have to be on, yeah. And a couple of songs. So then I think I had like one or two more songs that I wanted to put on, or one or two more artists that I wanted to find, and I put them on. See, now the funny thing about that is the length of it, or the preparation of it, was actually the worst part, because I went through the albums and I was like,
that song. Is literally what I was going to ask you, the preparation for it. How long would you say it took you?
It was a couple of hours. Like, really sitting down, I think it was like 2-3 hours, just like scouring through. And as I said, it was listening to albums and hearing the songs that I wanted to put in. So that was kind of the challenge.
And figuring out which song comes after which.
Exactly. Again, that storytelling, that kind of, we go moving from one pace to the other. Yeah, that was, again, another big aspect of that.
Yeah.
So, I hope you enjoy this.
The top-rated festival in Africa is back. The Bushfire Festival in Eswatini is happening on the 27th of May.
You can join the epic experience.
Keep listening to find out how.
It's DJ Musketeer on the ones and twos.
Your girl has been through a lot. I came up right from the block. R-O-M-I. Let's get it. Fire, 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 fire in the sky. Because I do mean destruction. Smokey all up in your face. I got bars, no need to question. But still I got the answers. In the topic of discussion, then you know I got the message. Okay, okay. Educated, underrated that I am. I've been concentrated on the mission that I can. All these applications test my patience, so I know I gotta pray on it, wait on it. But I'm on it, I'ma rip it up the stage, whip it up when I'm around town. Pick it up the pace, stick it up, that's when I touch down. Rip it up the stage, whip it up when I'm around town. Pick it up. Stick it up, that's when I touch down.
Nothing on us.
up. Your father's story arc, if it don't involve no matriarchs, some mothers burping the ground up, they craft an air like ATR with the butterflies, sleep sa Philippine Ghana. Pag nagsalita, mga banatay bala. Huwag magtaka kung ako ay makatabulok na sistema. Kurakot sa pera, bagsak, but we putting our heart into darkness. They putting these fakes in the office. Oh, you thinking you schooling, but you hella lost, cause you bet me the boss will atop this. But look at my eyes, that she moving so cold. Can't hold a calendar, her when she glow. Flick at the wrist, but the elo she hold. Panagos the elo, she dripping in gold. We pulling up in a jeepney. All of my soldiers greet me. Hand me bandanas and pull back my helmet. It's warfare when you see me. Can you alive for my country? I live and die for my country. I kill a pig in a white hooded suit on the low for my country. They got evil plans in the devil's hands, but I don't pray cause I organize. They got new ways to impose strength, but I teach mine how to mobilize. We don't fight for the money, for the greedy, for the white man. All we want is our freedom and the right to live on our motherland.
Island woman dies, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman dies, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us.
They wanted my bird. You kinda like her. Don't be a biter. And if you love it, then give it live my desire. The state of art is life. This made you wanna ride. And you can hear my laugh. We in it here and now. My life's a weekend death. Ha! Play positions on my hook cause shine. Wish me well cause I look a dime. Look at I making moves with no suit and tie. Got my bag like a looper, right? I'm on the love if he bar heavy. Intellect me but he talk sexy. I'm rub skin like we are Teddy. Try not envy your plot Teddy. If stars met me he calm steady. Job ready if you need the work. I'm excelling, let my fever burn. My familiar said to speak it first. And it was written to believe the verse. Since I'm the truth and in the boot, you get your feelings hurt. Give me a second, give me a minute. I see the limit, they keep position. Mixing the visit, they heat the zipper. The star time, better 4 to 5. I'm borderline, borderline for a corporate box.
¿Quién es la que pinta? Con palabras y con ganas de vivirla. Yo respiro en el momento y sin prisa. Diga una vida linda, vida linda. Vida linda, vida linda. Vida linda, you kinda like her. Vida linda, don't be a biter. And if you love it, then give it, live my desire. The state of art is life. This made you wanna ride. And you can hear my laugh. We in it here and now. My life's a weekend.
Picture with precision on my wordplay. Up the one these herbs say something about my curse words. They just wanna pick fights. Say it with your chest, ho. Always choose my words right. I'm nobody's archetype. I just speak my truth, yo. Illy with these similes, ready with these metaphors. Up a meta narrative when I give my testimony. Never been to grad school, but master of the ceremony. Never been to Catholic school, and I lost my native tongue. I'm trying to find my way. Where the hell I'm coming from? Follow at your own risk. I be on my own path, not the one you waiting for. I'm the one that's late to class. Controversial, the truth is about to hurt you. I hate to disappoint you, and you surely ain't my mama. I'm just trying to tell my story before they try to tell it for me. So excuse me for the language in my music allegory. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. I'm nobody's savior. Professor Xavier. Respectability, rampant misbehavior. All up in my lineage, all up in my DNA. How you think I overcame the obstacles that's in my way? They just wanna box you in, warn you if you cross the line.
You ain't really rapping if you ain't rapping in double time.
You ain't for the people if you problematic when you rhyme. Like I can't evolve without you digging up old tweets of mine. They wish that they could call you out with some old dirt. I graduated public school, did my homework. So I will never let them hurt me, get your facts straight. I can grow from my mistakes, don't instigate. You got no right to burn down what you ain't built. Try your best shot, make sure that you ain't still. Most of y'all lack brave, but you ain't real. Hating on the low, something that I can't feel.
Hit me with your best, hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best. Hit me with your best, hit me with your best.
Your presence is great, sitting, listening, choosing rhymes from the pavement. Who knew that rhyme could make it soft and great? From LA to Brooklyn with tons of desert skies. City lights and miles of space with no time to just waste. We are living in the wildest places. Painters on top of rooftops just to take a valuable state. With moonlight stabilizing life for the painting. No need to get nude. Setting the mood with a style of raging. With a little bit of dark in the middle. Outline with a light color. Shooting stars in the field that has some spark in the center. I highlight the top to see the champagne pot like you talk in the wind. It's like it's game seven in the series. I'm on it, this picture. I got the juice and I'm off with the switcher. Here comes that change. So let me plant my back foot and let the back hook got swing. Got swing. So let it be known, the higher the bar, sitting in the bar, more heaven is shown.
Never handed nothing to me, so my mom had to work overtime. Always trying to get my dad to show me that he loved me, but he had his own issues from when he was just a child. Plus, he had his own way of dealing with love. Not knowing internally, he was making me up. If he only had a clue, was clocking his every move, made it hard for baby girl to accept real love. Damn, people in systems is counting on our silence. People in systems is propping it off the violence. Niggas is up for sale, we can't afford the bail. I'm asking God how the fuck we supposed to survive.
They gonna keep us locked up, held down. The bottom of the fittest, keep swimming or you could drown. This crazy life we living, stay solid, don't be a clown. This crazy life we living, stay solid, don't be a clown. They wanna keep us locked up, held down. The bottom of the fittest, keep swimming or you could drown. This crazy life we living, stay solid, don't be a clown. This crazy life we living, stay solid, don't be a clown.
We've been looking for love in all the wrong places. Trauma from a childhood, we ain't faced. Instead of looking for the love and validation, we gotta do better with who we let in our spaces. Oh, you a crip, you a plus, too, woo. Them Europeans making money off of you. And we don't even own the land that we bank for. Niggas segregated, this a 2020 Jim Crow. And we got stressed, we got anxieties. Cause the truth is we not really free. Humans was never built to poison our tempo. That's why they try to up with our mental.
They wanna keep us locked up, held down. Survival of the fittest, keep swimming or you can drown. This crazy life we live and stay solid, don't be a clown. This crazy life we live and stay solid, don't be a clown. They wanna keep us locked up, held down. Survival of the fittest, keep swimming or you can drown. This crazy life we live and stay solid, don't be a clown. This crazy life we live and stay solid, don't be a clown.
My headspace never in one place. I always redefine the way to seize the day. Oh my God, oh my Lord, yes I did it though. I got a heavy soul for what is it involved. True indeed, I'm that fresh breath of air you need. I got the key without the calibre. I'm taking out the box like I don't know a shape. Now watch me formulate my words and concentrate. I like to speak with my hands and with my fingers. And when I let it out, the wish you paint a picture. I'm an old soul in a modern world. I'm so old school without the Jerry curls. You can lift me up because I'm on my way out.
You see, what I'm about is really just a payout. Another client, another hustle, that's it usually. So DJ, run it back, I does it beautifully. Just for you to see. My headspace got me contemplating decisions of how I'm truly living. I mean, my headspace got me looking at surroundings, feeling overcrowded. Well, I leave, I doubt it. My headspace second guessing first impressions and what they really saying in a second. My headspace got me playing to the universe, but every bit of struggle man is a sign. This is DJ Musketeer.
Church.
Kid God, diamond in the rough. Wonder why they spittin' looking shiny up and lush. Spit shine, vibey here with time. Knew it was a matter of course, they all forced. Like most, like you when you're lost. Now they shine, I'm when you speedy on your growth. Boss, I expect the most. That's within the politics of looking like a boss. Doors, you open the doors. Only if the body walking openly is yours. Remember the course. Boy Scout cookies while I'm queening in my sauce. Force, you're like at a loss. Passion I ain't packing, I'm a vacuum for the cause. Force, I was never yours. Let me elevate, cause truly who is better, who is better.
Baby, it's flammable. Look, I'm going for your clavicle. About my capital was murdered.
tactical, the actual, the factual. Gap it and pass it left, call that a ladder room, quadrilateral, parable, parallel, galactical. Your style is unpractical, we laugh at you, ha ha. Blimey brought the swishes, so you know I got the la la. And ta-da, we be the mama and the papa, so every time you disrupt us, all we hear is blah blah. Nah nah, we don't speak habla, your poo-poo caca, we don't know nada. This if talking all that rah-rah. Yeah, but they don't want a side eye, no slickness. I'm too cold and he's cold or ski clothes like Christmas. I can take it if you gon' dish it. I can break it if you give it back just off some pimpish. We gon' run up and might hit you with a brick quick. Plus I'm with my sister Gab and you know she gifted. Click, click. I got that biscuit, so it's butter, baby. I've been feeling like that nigga lately. I know these niggas hate me, but they just blowing high air. They need ventilating. Always say they going in, but they never penetrating. I've been amazing. It's been debated. They love to hate it. I'm innovated. I'm reloaded like in the Matrix. And if you talk about it, then you better demonstrate it. If you're not bumping this, you better get a better playlist. If I bust my gun, it's not for celebration. I don't fuck with you niggas like it's segregation. Look, we got no ties. We have no relation. We don't watch what you do, there's no syndication. Hey yo, what's up, Villain Rev, man, it's been a minute. How you
yeah, again,
doing
that mix was 45 minutes long, so we could not listen to the whole thing, unfortunately.
What a mix, my man. Like, the technique, the scratching, and like, it, just every song went in perfectly.
Almost perfectly. I'm still critiquing myself.
I'm genuinely impressed from it, from like what I heard.
Wow, thank you.
Please send me the full link.
It is on SoundCloud. Yeah. It is on SoundCloud. You can hear it there. But you know, it means a lot coming from you, right? And I hope next week we can critique someone else because we are still waiting for all those mixes coming through from all aspiring DJs that want to join us on this journey. Yep. Right, so we are still looking for the mixes. Send your mix to musketeer@freshfm.com.na and you might stand a chance to actually come with us. Well, that's it from us today. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope we're warming you up to Bushfire itself. Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
Do you have any wise words at the end, Alu?
I just need to listen to more of that mix.
And that was the Road to Bushfire show with DJ Alu and DJ Musketeer, the lead up to the greatest festival in Africa. We can't wait to party with you. This show was brought to you by Ballantines. Ballantines. Stay true.